Hello, Audio Boo listeners. It's McColgan here. Did you like my new intro? Not sure about it. Anyway, still sitting here at the Carbutio. It's very cold. It is very quiet. And I haven't done all that well today, but it is a Friday, and normally when I do come, which isn't very often, it's a Saturday, which is far the busier day. So, apart from that, and wishing to pack up, which I'll probably do in half an hour, I've been listening, yes, to many, many boos. And I had been intending to reply to many subjects that I've listened to so far. But the one I'm going to respond to, is Jacqueline B's. This morning on How Often You Should Boo, Jacqueline made that boo as a kind of reply or a response to Simon SM2N. Simon made a boo earlier about the February boos and how he would find it quite nice if people continued to boo on a daily basis. But then Zaki had apparently, I haven't listened to his boo, I don't follow him as yet, but Zaki had apparently said that it wouldn't be a good idea for that to happen, that people would be booing infrequently. So Jacqueline goes on to say that it is personal taste and how she feels about certain things, especially if people are doing blogs, newsletters, things like that, how she would personally like to hear people doing boos or the frequency of their boos. But she points out that it's entirely a personal thing, and this is the point that I'm intending to make, is that I wholeheartedly agree with that. It's a personal taste. If I want to boo every day, if I want to boo five times a day, that's entirely up to me, and it's entirely up to audio boo listeners how they listen or if they want to listen. I do believe if you boo far too often and your subject matter, your content isn't that good, then yes, people are going to switch off from you. You will only ruin it for yourself, to be honest, if you're just booing for the sake of booing. But as long as you're putting some kind of content in, some decent content, and you are booing once, even twice a day, I think it's a great thing. And I think that if you're doing replies or responses to other people's boos, so you're using their content matter to make a boo yourself, and that could roll on and roll on with more people responding, so you're spreading the topic, the subject matter, further and further afield, then I think that's quite a good thing if people did that on a regular basis. So it is a personal opinion, basically, on how other people boo. I think you should leave it up to those people and don't try to influence them whatsoever. What I would do, I would be the opposite, actually. I would like to encourage other people to boo more, simply because I spend as much time as I possibly can at home or outdoors listening to boo, so I tend to burn them up pretty quick. And I get to a stage where I think, well, I've run out of Simon's boos, and I've only got one or two left of Pilgrim Chris's or Nick Holloway Box's or Jacqueline B's or whoever else. And it's just, that's my personal preference, is that I'm like a sponge at the moment, I'm just soaking things up. That may change as time goes on, but my opinion is that I can't get enough booze, so long as I'm not boning booze, if you know what I'm trying to say. So I'm making tea just now. I mean, there are people who do that, but they do it in such a manner, probably know who I'm talking about, they do it in such a manner that it's still thoroughly enjoyable. But I think you know what I'm trying to say. There are subject matters that just doesn't interest me whatsoever. But then I tend not to follow those people if that's kind of booze they put up. So, yeah, and my personal take on it is, for people if you do boo with content of any form whatsoever, then boo as much as you like. I'll be there, as far as I'm concerned, to listen to. And if you don't like that, then don't. And if someone puts 10 boos up in a week and you've heard two or three and you think, well, I've heard enough of that person, then just leave the rest to another day and come back to them. You're not forced to listen to anybody's boos. So, that's my take on it. Just like probably Simon would, and Jacqueline B, obviously, would like to get some other feedback on it, how other people feel about it. And how you feel about how many boos you would actually feel comfortable actually doing. Would you actually feel that if you did, say, a boo every day, that people would begin to switch off from you, and therefore you would try and hang back and maybe only make the occasional boo? So any feedback on this is fantastic, because it continues the audio boo experience for everyone, I think. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's about having a library of boos, an encyclopedia of boos from different authors from all over the world. And you just drop into the library whenever you feel like it. Pick one out and enjoy that little story, that little tale. Put it back on the shelf and go pick another one when you feel like it. But the library has to be there, the encyclopedia has to be there and has to be regularly stocked for you to have that and enjoy that experience when you have the time or have the notion to listen to something. That's my take on it, the whole experience of audio boo. And so, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, boo when you like, boo what you like. It's the listeners that will decide whether they listen to your boo and what frequency they listen to your boos. So, great to get some feedback on that. And I, for one, would love to have everything. But that's my personal take. So, I think I'll leave it at that just now. I think I've said enough on that. And I think I'm going to pack up now. I've just about had enough. I'm getting chilled now, and I'm ready for my dinner. So, enough of my moaning and groaning. I'm sorry if I sounded really sad there. I wasn't. I'm just lonely now. I need to get back home and see my little lady and get my tea and put my feet up for a bit. Okay, folks, so thank you for listening to me once again, and I look forward to hearing your boos and doing some more myself. So bye for now.